Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, Vertically Cascading Organizational Performance Measures, Part 1 of 3. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, Vertically Cascading Organizational Performance Measures, Part 1 of 3. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast series examines the best practice of vertically cascading organizational performance measures, thereby aligning the actions of all members of the organization to the direct achievement of the organization's mission goals. In Part 1, Howard and I will define what vertically cascaded organizational performance measures are and why they are so critically important to the strategy-driven organization. Please note that in Episode 5, Introduction to Organizational Performance Measures, we discussed the overarching qualities and characteristics of well-constructed performance measures that enable vertical cascading. As such, we believe you'll receive greater benefit and insight if you listen to that podcast prior to this one. So without any further delay, let's get started.
Hello, hello, Nathan Ives.
Howard, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How did everything sound for you?
It sounded like it was working okay.
How did I come across?
I thought you were coming across very well.
All right. That's good to hear.
And I don't know why, but I got the same error message again.
Huh.
But it says it's recording, so I'm going to take it at its word.
Well, that's fantastic. You got to take it as his word. I mean, you got to love this technology, Nathan. And I mean, this technology with the information that we're sharing especially over these past few weeks, it's got to be phenomenal for the listeners. In fact, weren't you telling me about the number of hits we've been getting?
Oh yeah. Oh, and you know what? It's only been going up.
Mm.
We were seeing, you know, I think we talked about 100 hits an average a day,
mm-hmm.
and we had that one day that really spiked up at 182, and we haven't hit quite that yet. But when we look, I mean, the numbers just continue to ramp up. If we look since the beginning of the year, we're now at like 125, 130 mm-hmm. a day, and mm-hmm. as I'm watching the graph, it's just moving up and up and up. Yesterday we were like 155 hits on the – well, when I say hits, 155 RSS downloads off the site. In the first 2 days that the last episode went up on the website,
mm-hmm.
we have had just around 100 downloads of the last episode alone just in the first 2 days.
Mm. Wow, so, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I tell you, Nathan, it's just as exciting as me getting prepared for this Pesha-Kusha presentation I'm doing tomorrow for a group of executives. And I tell you, I am so excited. In fact, I think there's several people that are excited as well. I mean, you're familiar with this Pesha-Kusha, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Well, I mean, it is a really awesome, awesome way to make presentations, especially for business meetings. I mean, it's like, hey, look, put your slides up there with no words and say what you need to say and sit down. And I mean, that's a such a wonderful thing to be able to share with executives that that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm really excited about that. But I mean, really, really excited about that. But tonight's topic is really exciting. Vertically cascading organizational performance measures.
Yeah, we are really getting into the heart of things now. And it's about driving it down out of, out of the sky, out of the heavens, as it were, from when we talk about mission and vision, and people think, well, that's what they do up on the upper floors of the building, up way high with the clouds, and we never see that. Well, hey, this is all about bringing meaning from that mission and vision all the way from those floors and these skyscrapers that are surrounded by the clouds, all the way down to the working floors where rubber meets the road, as it may be, or where people are turning wrenches in our line of business at utilities. So this is really powerful stuff. And again,
Now,
go ahead.
oh no, you go ahead, please.
I was going to say that this is one of the things I consider to be a fundamental cornerstone of what makes an organization strategy driven. This is,
That's good.
yeah, it's one of those things you've just got to have.
Now, listen, Nathan, our last podcast was a bit longer than normal, but because its concepts play such a critical part in vertical cascading of organizational performance measures, do you think we should recap the common performance measure characteristics that enable vertical cascading?
I think we should. And I'm going to encourage everyone that's listening to go back and listen to those earlier shows on making the mission measurable and prioritizing the mission if they haven't. But let me provide just kind of a brief synopsis of prioritizing the mission here, particularly those parts that are relevant to cascading the measures vertically.
Good idea.
Okay. So here, the first thing we said was that organizational performance measures should fundamentally serve to drive organizational alignment to the achievement of the business's mission. And as such, organizational performance measures should be cascaded from the corporate to the individual level, becoming more specific with each descending organizational tier. Now, because of each successive level of measure supports the achievement of the next higher level through the use of what we're going to talk about tonight, and that's vertical cascading, the organizational performance measures must have some common set of characteristics in order to be able to do this. Okay. So there's three of them. Number one, they need to be organizationally relevant. They need to have a clear relationship to the effective, efficient achievement of the organization's mission and must also be relevant to the individuals to which they're assigned. So let me give an example.
That's good. That's
Okay.
good.
We used this example in the last show. Okay, we're going to talk about the airline industry.
Okay, good.
Okay, we want to talk about a return on investment. So that's kind of our, way up high in the mission area. We want a return on investment, a return back to our shareholders.
Right.
I'm going to pick one very specific item way further down on the food chain on this vertically cascading, and that is airplane turnaround time. Airplane turnaround time is very important because the faster you get the plane turned around, the more legs that particular aircraft can fly, which is more revenue generation for the airline. That's one way it feeds into the return on investment that's in that plane. If the plane is turned around quickly and on time, you get higher customer satisfaction, which leads into more ticket sales. Again, it feeds into the return on investment. So we can see how airplane turnaround time feeds into return on our investment, high mission measure. Now,
Right.
if I'm a member of the ground crew, I have to do several things. I'm going to have to offload luggage. I'm going to have to unload new luggage. I'm going to have to refuel that plane. If I'm a member of the aircraft servicing team, I'm going to have to, you know, do the general service, the cleanup of the plane, the restocking of the eccentric things, you know, the sodas, the snacks and the like in the plane. If I'm a member of the attendant staff, I have to offload the passengers and I've got to unload the new passengers. Each one of these groups, of course, is going to have performance measures for those activities. Mm-hmm. How long does it take to offload passengers? How long does it take to unload passengers? So here as an individual, I'm measured by those things that I do. I can see how that measurement impacts the airplane turnaround time, and I can easily understand how the airplane turnaround time affects the achievement of the overall mission. So I have straight line of sight from my job and how well I'm performing my job to the success of our organization. And that's created through vertically cascading performance measures. And that's why they have to be organizationally relevant. Okay. Next item. The units of measure need to be consistent. In other words, if I'm going to measure airplane turnaround time, that suggests a time. Well, that means that the things that feed that need to be also measured in some unit of measure that is either time-based or can be converted to a time base. And we've already talked about that, you know, time to onload and offload passengers, time to refuel the plane, time to onload and offload the luggage. We can see the consistency in the units of measures of those child measures and how they can then be combined to get the parent measure, the turnaround time.
Okay.
The third one is they need to be uniformly and precisely interpretable. So that means that these measures have to hold a common meaning for personnel at all levels of the organization. Staying with our example, airplane turnaround time means the same thing to the chief executive as it does to our attendants and our ground crews and our service personnel. We all understand what that is, and we all understand how it impacts our company.
That's good.
Okay? So if I'm going to put all this together, in a truly aligned organization, performance and decisions are driven by a common purpose. Okay, that purpose should ultimately be our mission. Companies having performance measures that are organizationally relevant, use consistent units of measure, and are uniformly and precisely interpretable are in a better position to achieve the vertical and, as we'll discuss in later podcasts, the horizontal alignment needed to have the organization drive effective and efficient achievement of the mission. So in essence, they're in a better position to be strategy driven.
So Nathan, what are I'm sure our listeners are asking this question. What are vertically cascaded performance measures?
Okay. Howard, I look at it as vertically cascaded performance measures are a set of measures that are anchored in the organization's mission goals. Those are the parent measures, the ultimate parent measures.
Okay.
With successive tiers of increasingly specific measures of performance. And remember, performance is a combination of behaviors and results, which drive the result in the outcome revealed by the higher tier. So again, going back to our example, the result of the time it takes to refuel the plane, onload, offload luggage, onload, offload passengers and service the plane, those things feed the outcome of the higher tier measure, that of the airplane's ultimate turnaround time. Okay. So by their very nature, performance indicators measure the performance of workers or groups. And performance, when I think of it as a group performance, really that's usually attributable to the manager or supervisor or an executive. So in our vertically cascading measures, I just want to point out that we think of, or I talk of them in the terms of tiers. Think of that as tiers of an organization.
Okay.
Okay. So if I'm talking about return on investment, that tier is the responsibility of the executive team. When I get down and work my way all the way down to airplane turnaround time, I probably have some manager or an operations supervisor that is responsible for that aircraft getting turned around on time, coordinating the activities of all the folks supporting that process. Okay, so airplane turnaround time is at a lower tiered level in the organization. And then finally, the child measures, debarking and onboarding of passengers, that's the airplane's attendants. The child measure of servicing the airplane, that's going to be the service crew. And the luggage offloading and onloading and the refueling will be the airplane's ground crew. So think of vertical cascading not only as tiers, but really they're aligned to levels of the organization because they are focused on the performance of the individuals. Or when we say performance of the group, again, we're talking about really the management and the leadership aspects that enables group performance. That is, in essence, the performance of the professional that is the manager, supervisor, or executive there.
Okay. Okay. It seems pretty clear, Nathan.
Okay.
But I'm sure people want to know, why are these so important to an organization?
Oh, okay. Well, it's like we were talking about before, Howard. A vertically cascaded performance measurement system is one of the cornerstones that I believe forms the foundation of the strategy-driven organization because it establishes the framework for the organization's performance to be aligned and for accountability to exist, all relative to the organization's mission and the achievement of the mission. Okay? Well-constructed, vertically cascaded performance measures are going to achieve this in two primary ways. First, they create a clear line of sight between the decisions and the actions of the individual members of the organization and the achievement of the organization's mission. And that this line of sight between the individual's decisions and the actions and mission achievement, one, provides a basis for comparatively judging various decision options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I have to make a choice, I can think of it in terms of if I do X, how will that impact what I measured against versus if I do Y. Okay. The second thing, it really imbues the employees with a sense of purpose and meaningful contribution. In other words, I as a contributor in the organization clearly understand how I'm contributing and what I'm doing is meaningful to the organization and the achievement of success.
And very important.
Yeah, well, that's even becoming more critically important in today's very tightening talent environment. You know, we see that sense of personal value and that my work is valued by the organization and contributes is really a key driver to employee engagement and retention. Again, something that we'll talk about much later down the road, but it's very important in order to maximize the effectiveness, the productivity, the efficiency of our workforce and get better results. Okay, so that's the first item, the clear line of sight. The second point to be made is that vertically cascaded performance measures periodically reveal the impact of an individual's performance relative to the mission's goals. And when I say periodically, that would be based on the update frequency of the performance measure itself. Okay, because they reveal this impact the individual's having on achieving the mission goals, they're providing the individual with a timely indication of how well they're doing you know, on a performance basis. That allows the person to say, hey, do I need to adjust the behaviors I'm exhibiting to achieve better performance, or are the behaviors I'm exhibiting those that are truly achieving excellence, and I'm meeting my goals, I'm exceeding my goals. So gives us some timely feedback so that we can adjust our performance. It also enables executives and managers to do what I'll call consequentially reward personnel. I say that, I mean both positively and negatively. Yeah. You know, we think about accountability often as being a negative thing. I do want to stress it is about the positive. When we hold someone, you know, accountable for their performance, as I'm suggesting these measures will enable here, we're really talking about, hey, this person's an outstanding performer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to recognize them. We may do that with increased compensation. We may do that with a bonus. We may do that with promotions, increased responsibility. You know, maybe it's even just a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're recognizing that positive performance. Likewise, it's important for us to recognize those that aren't performing up to standard and to take the appropriate action in that case as well. So to sum it up, as to why they're important, create a clear line of sight between mm-hmm. an individual's actions and decisions and mission achievement, and the periodic assessment of the impact that individuals have on the performance or the achievement of mission goals, so that decisions can be made relative to performance adjustments and performance rewards. And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us for part one of Vertically Cascading Organizational Performance Measures. We look forward to having you join us for part two, when we explore the five steps for developing vertically cascaded performance measures. We would also appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Please note that additional information regarding organizational performance measures is contained within the many organizational performance measures white papers accessible by registered members on the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other strategy-driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, such as organizational accountability and decision-making. And of course, registration is always free. So until next time, so long.